visiting today with Jimmy Taylor. He's the Secretary Treasurer at the Cattlemen's Beef Board. And today we're just kind of talking about, let's talk a little bit about what the checkoff does for us.
Well, Casey, first of all, thanks for having me. And it's good to see a fellow Western Oklahoman
right? I know up here.
I feel like I'm in friendly company.
That's right.
The beef checkoff does so much with the dollars that are paid into it. I consider it an investment. It does things that I could not do myself if I was wanting to do them. For instance, we have a issues management team that's available 24/7. So if, say, a BSE breaks out somewhere or there's misinformation that's going on somewhere, that team is aware of it, and they can get the right information out to the public and protect the beef industry from any damage that might occur there. Another thing those dollars do, Dr. Glenn Tonser from Kansas State University is currently working on an AR called the Meat Demand Monitor. And every month he surveys 2,000 consumers and gets their take on what's important to them. So when those questions are answered, we can look at that, and our people that are doing the ARs can look at that and see where the areas of concern are, and we can pinpoint those dollars in those specific spots so we can get more bang for the buck.
Well, and you and I are from Western Oklahoma, so we kind of know, we got a pretty good pulse on the farmers out there. And I think, you know, to me this is so important because they don't have time to tell their story. They don't have time to stick up for themselves. They don't have time to market themselves, right?
Exactly. And one thing that comes to mind in that area, Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative. They're located up in the northeast part of the United States. There's 72 million people up there, a lot more people than there are cows.
Right.
So some of our dollars from Oklahoma go up there to help educate those people and those educators and professionals in those areas, nutritionists, doctors, things like that. Tell the beef story, and so if they've had wrong facts, this corrects that, but it gets beef top of mind to those people and helps sell our product.
Talk a little bit about some of the miscommunications you hear about the beef board.
Oh, there's one of the main things, and this is our area, but I think it's across the United States, is why don't we do something about the markets?
Sure.
And that gets into policy. And it's against the law for us to participate in that. Based on the Beef Promotion and Research Act that was part of the 1985 Farm Bill, it states in there that we cannot have anything to do with policy. Our job is to create beef demand, and that's our focus, and that's what we do with those dollars that they send to the beef board.
And you must be doing a pretty good job because beef demand is really high right now.
Beef demand is very high domestically, but it's on fire internationally. We're on pace to set a record this year. The previous record was $8.33 billion in 2018. We're going to approach around that $10 billion mark this year. We'll have three countries that will go over $2 billion each. That's Japan is our number one market. South Korea is number two. And we've got a new nation in third place, China/Hong Kong. Will also top that $2 billion mark if they keep going at the pace they're going on.
Yeah. So how does the beef board get into those markets and kind of help educate about how delicious American beef is?
We had $38.9 million to work with this last time for our budget for programs. Part of that money goes to USMEF, which is the United States Meat Export Federation. They'll take those dollars. They've got 19 offices around the world. They work in 80 different countries. And they'll work on market access in those countries. Every country is a little different as far as the red tape, getting in there. And market development, which is educating the consumers in those different nations because their eating habits are different than what we have here.
They eat a lot of different things.
They do. They do. And that's part of what USMEF does. Beef variety meats, a lot of things that we won't eat over mm-hmm. here, or very minimally, yeah. like livers, uh-huh. tongues, tripe. In other countries, they're a delicacy.
Absolutely.
Japan, for instance, they really like tongues. Mm-hmm. Over there, tongues sell for $7 a pound.
Wow.
If we sold them here, we would get 30 cents a pound for a rendering value.
Mm-hmm.
Liver is another one, and it's popular for different reasons in different places. Egypt is our number one destination for livers. But Peru figured out they had a problem with their kids being iron deficient.
Mm-hmm.
And they figured out that liver, if they fed their children liver, that it would help that situation.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that all adds dollars mm-hmm. to each head of fat cattle that's sold. Right now, this year, we're probably averaging around $380 a head. It's adding to that animal. The last 2 months have been fantastic, and we're probably more like $450 a head there. Coming into this year, we had never broken $800 million in exports. We've done it 6 of the 9 months in this year. We've broken $800 million. 3 times, $900 million twice, and in August we set the all-time record with over $1 billion in value sold in export markets.
Well, Jimmy, you were a producer before you got involved, but tell everybody a little bit why you're so passionate about this.
Well, it's I guess from my perspective, it's a way to give back to the industry. I like you say, I'm very passionate about the beef industry. My family's been involved for years. It's been good to my family. Way to give something back.
Well, and where is your farm?
It is in western Oklahoma, between Elk City and
yep.
Cheyenne.
Yep.
We ranch out there, my wife and I, and we've got one employee that take care of around 600 females
okay.
out there. We have a cow-calf operation. I'm an independent cow-calf producer. And the makeup of our board at Cattlemen's Beef Board, we've got 101 members, and 60% of those are independent cow-calf producers from across America. Approximately 25% are stocker feeder, 8% dairy, and 7% importers. And an important part there is, talk about myself wanting to give back a little bit, that's the makeup of our board. They're all volunteers. We don't get paid for that. We get our expenses back, and that's it. So those people, they're all passionate about beef. They're all concerned with the success of the industry. So they're looking at those potential ARs that come to us, those proposals. They take those very seriously and go over those with a fine-tooth comb and try to get the best bang for our buck when we invest those dollars.